The signs at the Denver Art Museum are quite clear. Do not touch the art. But as KUNC's arts and culture reporter Stacey Nick discovered, that rule doesn't apply in at least one case.
8-year-old Chloe Poston of Lakewood is a curious kid.
I have a question.
Particularly today.
What is that?
She's holding a tin box filled with tea.
It smells like coffee.
Yeah, it's kind of like coffee.
Poston is sitting at a table in the middle of the Denver Art Museum's Samurai exhibit. She's surrounded by suits of armor, paintings, sculptures, but Poston can't see any of it. Legally blind since birth, Poston has to rely on her other senses to appreciate art. That can be difficult at a museum, but today she's getting a hands-on tour.
What's carved in here are dragons, and you can find the tail and follow it all the way up to the mouth.
Cool.
So while she can't see the historic teapots behind thick panes of glass, the museum is letting her feel them. Well, at least some pretty good replicas of them. It's all part of the museum's tactile tables, a place where people like Poston can literally get in touch with the art.
We really want our art museum to be available to people with all different abilities.
That's Fran Cosby. The retired social worker now helps the museum bring art to broader audiences. Today's visitors include a tour group from the Colorado Center for the Blind.
I am so excited to be able to have them enjoy the art the way that I am.
Besides the replicas, the tables also have magnifying boards for patrons whose sight may need a boost. There's also blackboards that allow people to draw on one side and then feel what they've created on the other.
So typically what ends up happening is that blind kids get left out of art classes.
That's Colorado Center for the Blind's Youth Program Director, Brent Batron.
And we want blind kids to have every opportunity that other kids are able to have. And art is one of those experiences, just like phys ed, just like music classes, mathematics and science.
But this isn't all just kid stuff.
This is long, floppy ears.
Okay. Linda Truman is running her fingers over the ears of a replica samurai mask. A Loveland artist suffered two severe strokes several years ago.
I'm cortically blind, so I see everything, but there is absolutely no interpretation whatsoever. So I don't know what it is I'm seeing.
What was that like for you to lose your vision as an artist?
Devastating. Devastating. And it was feeling like I wouldn't be whole again.
Truman says she not only lost her ability to create art, she lost her ability to enjoy it. Then she came to the museum's tactile tables. She recalls the first time she felt an art exhibit.
They had a large painting on the wall, gigantic. And then an artist had made a small miniature version of it. So they would describe the big one, and I could feel it on the little one. It's like magical.
That moment led Truman back to her own art. Now she's into a process called wet felting that involves combining layers of wool with soap and water to create fabric. Her favorite part about it?
I could feel and tell exactly when the fibers were starting to felt together. I could feel that, and I could feel if it was smooth enough or was lumpy or bumpy, or I needed to move something, and this it doesn't have enough water in it or it has too much soap. And I could adjust it and feel it all by touch.
Look at this one. It's a
telephone.
For young Chloe Poston, the ability to touch the art means discovering things that those with sight might miss, like one peculiar feature of those teapots.
I don't feel a hole where it could go through.
Oh, my gosh, there's no hole. How do they pour out of it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh, how weird is that?
I guess it's just like a decoration.
For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.
No hole.
No hole.
It's sealed up.
Oh, my gosh.